Message title today, everything's been getting it. That's what we've been doing. Everything, all my four messages in this little series is getting something. Today, we're getting her done. Say that with me. We're getting her done. Now, come on. We're getting her done. That's something else I do when I ask you to talk. Now, come on. If you're here today visiting, especially, come talk back with me. It'll be fine. One more time. We're what? We're getting her done. We're talking about our bright future. How can I get there? Well, if you're going to get there, you got to get her done. Amen? That's what you got to do. And we're going to talk about how to do that today. Let's look at it. There he is. You know what? I want to be a winner. I want to be a winner. It's what I want to be. I'm going to tell you what. That's what I'm going to be. Okay? What about all the hell that got through at you and struggle in your life, Clark? What about all the hell that got through at me in the struggle? What's that got? Well, I mean, I'm still going to be a winner. You understand? Yes or no? On the ball team, somebody gets hurt. I helped with the high school football team here at the high school. The other night, we played a fantastic game. It was really our season opener, the first one that really counted. Those guys gave their heart and soul. We lost by 8 points. We were in the game right to the very end. They gave everything they got. Amen? Hey, when somebody gets hurt, what do you do? You keep playing, right? Yes or no? That guy might not can play, or better yet, that guy might have to play hurt. So if life throws you curves and you get hurt and all that, what's that got to do with you still playing? Yes or no? I'm still in the game. I still want to win. So that's the plan here. A warrior, a winner is a warrior, and a winner is what? Driven. So a winner is a warrior, and a winner is driven. And we're just laying the foundation here. We're not doing this whole long time, what I'm talking about right here. So I want to be a warrior. That's what I want to be. What is a warrior? One who shows great vigor, courage, and aggressiveness. That's a warrior. That's what I want to be. And bottom line, it's what I'm going to be. Amen? Better yet, it's what I am. It's what I am. I'm going to keep showing vigor, courage, and aggressiveness. Why? Because I want a bright future. Are y'all listening to me or not this morning? You got it? Let's keep going. Listen to Jesus. Therefore doth my Father love me, Jesus speaking, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man takes my life from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay down my life, and I have power to take it again. This commandment I've received of my Father. Jesus was a warrior. He made the decision to do what he did, to go to the cross to die for you and me. That was his attitude. He had courage. Nobody did this to him. Are you kidding me? It's because he was a warrior. I want to be that. Amen? I want to be driven. What does driven mean? It means one who is compelled, one who is motivated, one who is energized. Amen? You'll never get to your bright future like, oh, poor baby. Hey, can you call me and get me up? Are you kidding me? Get your tail up! Let's go! You'll never get anywhere unless you have energy and you're motivated. Are y'all hearing me today? You'll never get there. Well, I'll just wave a wand. Maybe I can come down front. People lay hands on me and pray for me. Well, I guess we can do all that, but if you're still a lazy bum, you're not getting anywhere. You hearing me say? Or you're whining about the past. This happened to me. That happened to me. Well, you can go to a bar and do that. You're not going to get that here at church from me. Amen? Yes or no? Come on. Yeah, come on. Come on. We're talking about a bright future. I said it before. The reason there's not a lot of winners is because people don't want to pay the price. That's why there's so many losers in the world. I don't want to be that, okay? And I'm not going to be that. And I got you people to kick me in the rear end when you see me being that. Amen? Say, come on. It came to pass when the time was come that he, that's Jesus, should be received up. He steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. When he was preparing to give his life on the cross for you and I, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. They didn't trap him. None of that happened by accident. He, on purpose, went that way. That's because he was a warrior. He was driven. Jesus said unto him, no man having sent with me, put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. If you want a bright future, you have got to go for it. Y'all hearing me today? Energy, motivation, being a warrior. That's how you're going to get there. That's how you're going to get it done. Keep looking, Raj. We're moving, buddy. Finishing. That's what we're talking about today. Determination. Reaching your goal. Accomplishment. Success. I don't want to have done these three messages on my future's so bright, my future's so bright, my future's so bright, and we're not going to finish. Are you kidding me? I'm not going to succeed. No, I want to get it done. I want to be, like I said to you before, I want to be not just up the hill, I want to be on top of the hill. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. He said, no man takes a light and he sets it, a candlestick and puts a bushel up, but he puts it up on a hill, remember? So that it can light everything. That's how I want to be. That's what God wants out of your life. Keep looking. A couple other things you need to do if you're going to be a winner and you're going to make it. I press. Say that with me. I what? I press. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I also do this. I prove. Say that with me. I prove. What is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God for my life? See, you're not going to have a bright future if it's not that will of God for your life. If you're not proving to do the right things in your life. And we've talked about it over the last several weeks. Let's do a quick review, and we're moving fast to where we're going. First message was getting it down. I've got it down. I'm not what I was. I'm not who I was. I'm not whose I was. And I'm not as I was. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I have every right to have a bright future. I have every right to have a bright future. Well, this happened, that happened. So what? I still have every right to have a bright future. I'm still a new creation in Christ Jesus. I have Christ in my heart. I have the Holy Spirit, the living God, living inside of me. I can have a bright future. You got to get that down in your head. You must get that down. You must get that down that I can do this. Next, we saw this. Getting it going. I'm going for it. Certain things will keep you from attaining your bright future. Listen, I'm not waiting on it any longer. Procrastination. I'm not talking about it any longer. That's pontification. And then I'm not thinking about it any longer. That's prognostication. Listen, I ain't doing that anymore. I'm moving now, and I'm moving forward. Y'all listening? All right, here we go. And now last week we looked at it. I'm getting it right. I'm getting it right. I'm getting it right. You've got to make right decisions and a few things you need to do. I will not be distracted. I'm going to have focus. I will not be distracted from what God has for me. I am going to keep my focus. Secondly, I'll not be discouraged. I'm just not. I know at times I get down, you get down. But overall, I'm not going to let that guide my life. Huh? Why should things that have happened to me in my past keep ruling over me? Say, is that dumb or what? Somebody tell me. It's dumb. Why should I lose another day because of something that happened back there? It's the only day I got, man. You hearing me? I'm going to have hope. I'm going to have hope. Number three, I'll not be dysfunctional. What I mean? Fear. Fear will paralyze you. Fear will take somebody that was normally a person that was strong, and it just weaken him. It's like the kryptonite that Satan uses, you know, on us. And what defeats him is faith. 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 I will believe in God. I will believe that I can get from here to yonder. Amen? It's going to happen by faith. So those are the three messages we laid out. Here we go. My future's so bright. Today I'm getting her done. Are y'all awake so far, or did I lose you? Come on, people. My gosh, you're killing me. Here we go. I'm getting her done. Say this verse with me, and we're going to memorize it together. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Come on. You're going to take this one home with you. Here we go. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. You're getting it. Come on. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Now can you say it loud like you're at a ball game? Here we go. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. You ought to hear me holler on the sidelines. It's the only reason I'm there. I screamed so loud the other night, I one of the coaches said, "Coach, you're preaching Sunday." I was shot, man. But you know what? It's funny. You'll think you're shot sometimes, and you're not shot. You're still fine. You can get up the next day and do it again. Amen? Keep that in mind in life. You can do this. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Three things to get it done. Y'all ready? Here they are. Number one. Number one. Number one. Number one. Get with me. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. No detours. Here's how I live my life. Now, whether I do struggle, and some of my close friends are in this room today, they know how I struggle. But at the end of the day, I think most of them would say, they don't hear me whine a lot about it. They don't hear me talk a lot about it. They don't hear me bring it up all the time. We don't relive it all the time. I got enough crap for today instead of reliving yesterday. Y'all listening? Yes or no? But here's what I do. I keep the faith. I tell myself, and I say it out loud all the time, God, you're good to me. He's been good to me. You've not been bad to me. Sometimes people do bad things to you, and all of a sudden you blame that on God, as if God's up there doing that. That's craziness. God's a good God. Keep the faith. Keep believing. Don't put your faith in man. And that's what you're doing when somebody's hurt you or let you down, and then you get let down and you don't believe anymore. It's because you had your faith in some person. Put your faith in God. Keep the faith. Jeff Clemens prayed with me this morning, one of my prayer partners. And as he started praying, he talked about going outside and seeing the clouds and the color of the clouds and how the clouds were rolling in and how beautiful they were and how awesome a God that we serve. Put your focus on things like that. You see what I'm saying? You focus on the pain, you focus on the hurt, you focus on the struggle, you lose your faith. Keep your faith. No detours. No detour. You'll never get to your bright future if you get off at this one. Well, I'm not going to keep my faith. You'll never get to your bright future. Keep the faith. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen? No matter what happens in my life, nothing can take away the fact that Jesus Christ loved me and gave himself for me. You can't take that from me. Nobody can take that from me. Amen? For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, how shall we live? The just shall live by what? Faith. If I'm going to be a winner, if I'm going to get to my future, if I'm going to have a bright future, I must keep the faith and my faith. I must always believe that God is good. Faith, it's what? Impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must what? Believe that he is. And he's what? He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. God is waiting for people to be winners. He's waiting for that. He wants to bless you. He wants you to prove him. No better way to prove God than when you've been run over by a truck pert near. There's no better way for God to show his blessing and how good he is than to take a life that's been smashed and to raise that life up again. Amen? You can have a bright future. Who doesn't want that? Amen? Keep the faith. Keep believing. That's number one. So number one, keep the, get her done. Keep the faith. Number two, say that with me. Fight a good fight. Now I want to say something off the get-go. That don't say fight a fair fight. Kick, scratch, claw, poke, whatever you got to do. Just don't quit. You hearing me? Fight a good fight. Well, it's the ninth round. I don't believe I can go. Get in there, boy. Keep swinging. Amen. Andrew Taylor, running back for Lemon Bay the other night, came in at halftime. He couldn't even breathe. He had run so hard. Had his whole body covered in ice. We don't have a big squad. They had twice as many players. Many of them pert near twice the size. Andrew Taylor got himself in ice. Could hardly breathe. The trainers in there, the doctors in there, could not believe the second half. Who is suited up? Who's back out there but at number 23? Andrew Taylor. And he ran like the wind. It's amazing what you can do if you keep fighting. Amen? You listening? Keep fighting, man. I fought a good fight. We got to go quick with this, Raj. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life whereunto you're called. And you professed a good profession before many witnesses. Many people are looking to see if you're going to make it. Many people are seeing if you're going to be a person that's going to be a winner who's going to get to that bright future. Keep that, fight that faith, baby. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God if you're going to be a warrior, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you, say it with me, the what? Whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, what? To stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with, pop it up, truth. Have on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of what? Faith, wherein you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. Get on your knees. Do it again, Raj. Get on your knees. One more time, Raj. Get on your knees. In the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen? Fight a good fight. Amen? Fight a good fight. So number one, keep the what? Number two, fight a good what? Does it have to be a fair fight? Do you have to fight fair? You don't have to fight fair at all. Who said I got to fight fair? That's right. Roger said it's the devil. Kick his butt. Good, Rod. Roger's preaching up here. That's it, baby. I mean, there is no referee on this one. You're down. You got your face caved in. Get up any way you can. Amen? That's the plan here. It's your life. Do you want it? Then fight and claw and scratch for it. Amen. You hearing me? Number three, focus, say it with me, on what? Finishing. Don't be talking to me about, well, you ought to have seen that fight I just did. Well, there was a fight I did a long time ago, and I whooped his tail. Are you going to finish? And are you going to hush and finish, say? Focus on finishing. Focus on finishing. Again, the other night, my little part to the football team was the little talks I give. That's the only reason I'm there, to scream and talk. But our first game, we hit them hard. We hit them, and they bounced. But we didn't tackle them. In football, that's called finishing. You can hit them, hit him, but then you got to do what with your hands and arms? You got to do what to him? Wrap him up. Wrap him up. Wrap him up. You have got, if you want to have a bright future, baby, you got to wrap it up. You can hit it. What? I hit you. No. You got to take that sucker to the ground. Whatever that sucker is in your life, you got to focus on finishing. Amen. Are you listening? I have finished my course, Paul said. Life is full of courses. Life is full of courses. How many of you have had a bad course? You had a bad course somewhere in life, baby. It was ugly. It was ugly. How many made it through that bad course? Can I see your hand? How many after that bad course, a little time back, it was another one. Amen. How many there was a good course? Can I see a good course? Yeah. See, life is full of courses. If you focus on the course that has perhaps knocked you out right now or knocked you down, you're going to miss the fact that there are other courses. There's other battles you must fight. There's other victories that you can win out there. Life is full of courses. Life is not one course. Life is not one race. There's a lot to life. Don't quit. Finish your course. Finish it, man. Little saying I came up with in my office this week, I ain't done yet because I ain't dead yet. Yeah, come on. Yeah, that ain't very bright, maybe. Some of us act like we're done. Then go die. I'm serious. You know who we celebrated a birthday in this first service this morning? Sue Walton is 99 years old tomorrow. 99 years old. And I'll tell you what, you'll still ride down by her house off of Pine Street, and she'll be outside washing windows because she ain't dead yet. Therefore, she ain't done yet. The windows still need to get washed. Amen. I ain't dead yet, so I ain't done yet. How many of you have been hurt so bad you thought it would kill you? Did it kill you? It didn't kill you. So since you ain't dead yet, you ain't done yet. Focus on finishing. Now, I love this verse. I came across it. I've read it before, but it never meant a whole lot to me for some strange reason. For to him that is joined to the living, there is hope. If you're alive, there is what? Hope. If you're alive, there is what? Hope. If you're alive, there is what? Hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. Say that with me. A living dog is better than a dead lion. One more time. A living dog is better than a dead. Get it down. A living dog is better than a dead lion. Maybe that's how you feel. I'm just an old mangy dog, man. Forget about it. I'll still take him. I'd rather be that old nasty mangy dog out there on the end of the dock than that old dead lion laying in the field. I mean, look at him all. He's the king of the jungle. You're dead, sucker. Over here, I got a living something going on. Amen. A living dog is better than a dead lion. And guess what? If you ever get back up on your feet again, you start to see what you can be. Look at that. Look at him. He cleaned up pretty good, didn't he? Come on. Yeah, he cleaned up pretty good. See, you never know how good you're going to clean up. Don't quit. I'm praying, and I'm asking as many people as possible. Remember, my name is Gary with two R's. Gary with two R's, and I want you to pray for me that God will bless me double. I'm serious. I'm serious. I've been asked, have I asked you that? Some of you have asked triple. But I'm asking God through my pain, my struggle, I'm asking God to bless me double. Bless me double. So this old mangy dog can stand up real tall. And everybody's going to look and go, boy, he was sure a mangy dog. But look at him now. Amen? See, that's what I'm talking about, a bright future. Don't you want one of those, say? Well, then you got to get her done. You got to keep the faith. Can't detour there. You got to fight a good fight. It does not have to be a fair fight. Remember that. Kick him where it hurts. Excuse me. Number three. I'm ugly. Number three. Focus on finishing. Amen? Focus on finishing. Do not be content with, wow, did you see me? Did you see me? Did you see me? I made it right. The finish line was way up there, but and I almost made it. I quit, but I saw the finish. I don't want that to be me. Finish. Amen? Come on. Paul says, I know how to be abased. I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I'm instructed to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I know what it is to hurt, Paul says. And then he gave this great verse that many of us quote, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Okay? I know what it is like to be run over by a truck, and I know what it's like to drive the truck. I know what it is to be hungry, and I know what it is to eat the fanciest places in the world. And I've learned through all those times, the highs and the lows, that I can do it all through Christ who strengthens me. See what I'm saying? Never finish. Never finish. Never quit finishing till you finish. I mean, get her done. We've got a couple other quick things because this is our last little message. I want to make sure we really hit hard all the way out. This is really important. Run, run, run. Say that with me. Run, run, run. Now, we ain't talking about running away from mess. No, I'm talking about running that race, baby. Run, run, run. Run to win. Run to win. Run to win. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to run to win. And if you see me looking like a loser, if you see my head down, I need somebody to grab me by the jersey, pull me up, smack me, say, boy, you said you were running. Let's go. Amen? I want to run to win. Know ye not that they which run in a race run what? All. But one receives the prize. So what? Run that you may win. Run that you may win. Why am I running? I'm running to win. That's why I'm running, man. I want a bright future. How do I run if I'm going to win? You got to run with focus. Say that with me. Run with focus. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty. So fight I as not as one that beats the air. If you're going to be a winner, if you're going to get that bright future, you've got to run, but you got to be focused. You cannot look on things of the past. You got to have a goal out here. You got to look at it. This is where I'm headed. This is where I'm headed. I forget those things which are behind. I press for the mark of the prize, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, Paul said. Run with focus. Number two, say that with me. Run how? Disciplined. Disciplined. Paul said, I keep under my body. I bring it into subjection, lest that by any means what I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. If you want to be a winner, if you want to have the bright future God has for you, you can't be running like a crazy fool. You can't think that you can live an undisciplined life. I'll do what I want. I'll go where I want. I'll say what I want. I'll live like I want. I'll have sex with who I want. I'll do all this kind of stuff I want. I'll drink what I want. I'll smoke what I want. You can go ahead and do that. You're not going to be an athlete. You're not going to win this race, baby. Ain't happening. And life's like that, too. You try to do all that and be an athlete on the field. It doesn't work. You try to do all that and try to be a winner for God, and it's not going to work either. Do you hear what I just said? You got to run with discipline. You can't let somebody, something, some lust, some whatever keep you from being disciplined. Y'all hearing me? You know who I'm talking to, don't you? How do you do it? Run all the way to the end. If you're going to run to win, you run all the way to the end. You do not quit. Ever. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and doing this, looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. You have got, if you want that future that God has for you, you've got to run, baby. You have got to run. Go for it. Don't look back. Amen? I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I've kept the faith. Uh-oh, how about this verse? Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all of those also who love his appearing. Wow. There's going to be a reward for you and a reward for me if I keep running. And here's the cool thing. Yeah, that's waiting for me in heaven. But I'm going to tell you something. If you do what we've been talking about, you'll have a bright future right here on this earth. There's some great rewards and great things in store for you right now. It's incredible. Finally, Jesus wrote the book on finishing. Jesus wrote the book on finishing. How do I know? The Bible. Looking unto who? Jesus. And what does it say he is? Is that a writer? And what? Jesus wrote the book on finishing. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, he despised the shame, and now he's sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Look at this real quick, and I'm done. Jesus kept the faith. You're kidding me. Oh, yeah. Just like I'm asking you to do and me to do. Jesus saw the joy that was set before him. He kept the faith. He never lost focus. And you know what that joy was that Jesus saw? I put it up like this for you on the screen. Jesus saw others, and Jesus saw you. Jesus saw others, and Jesus saw you. That was the joy. That was the faith for him. He kept the faith. He kept looking. Even though he saw the awfulness of that cross, he kept looking at you and me. He didn't lose sight. He didn't lose faith. That's the author and finisher. He fought a good fight. The Bible goes on in that verse and says Jesus endured the cross. He fought a good fight. And the last thing, Jesus finished the race. It says he sat down at the right hand of God the Father. Jesus wrote the book on finishing. He's an awesome example to us. He's our Savior and our Lord. We need to follow his path, follow his leading. We need to get her done. Raj, how are we doing? Here we go. We're about done. Say that with me. Can you scream it out at me? Come on. I will keep the faith. Here we go. Loud. I will fight a good fight. You might not be fair. All right. Number three. I will. Because I am gonna run, and getting her done. Amen. That's the plan. Come on, praise the Lord this morning. Amen. Crazy. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Let's stand on up, and I ask you to stay with me. I know.